You're listening to the Sights and Sounds show with me, Janae Darden, on KLW 91.7 FM. Shakespeare wrote, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their interests, and one man in his time plays many parts." And this got me thinking about how in life we do a lot of improvising on our daily stages. William Hall is an improviser, teacher, and performer. He teaches improv in theaters, and he teaches them to businesses. He co-founded Bats Improv in San Francisco. Bats is the largest and longest-running improvised theater company and school in Northern California. And this year, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, and they have events lined up for the community this month. And joining me is William Hall. Hey, William.
It's a joy. Janae, you just carry so much joy with you. It's just... people can't, if they don't know you, you carry it in your face as well as your voice. It's great to be around you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I'm so happy you're here. I love improv. You and I, we've talked and chatted and left messages for each other. 40 years of Bats Improv. So what got you into improv, William? Yeah. Tell us that story.
Well, I think a lot of people have a lot of trepidation about being on stage and sort of being in the limelight. What are you going to do? Even actors have the actor's nightmare of being on stage naked, forgetting your lines. It's a real stressful situation. But I went into that business. I went into the acting business, and I went to college specifically to study acting, like serious acting, mm-hmm. stage acting. And I moved to San Francisco because it was just such a hotbed of so much theater. But you know, in school we did a little bit of improv, and the improv they wanted me to do was improv the play scenes, we were rehearsing Ibsen, pretend you're it's the scene before the written scene, and let's see what that looks like, which is a fine idea, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't match the quality of the great playwright Ibsen. So what was I doing? So I rejected all improv. But then I had this friend of mine when I moved to San Francisco, marvelous woman named Rebecca Stockley, magical person. And she was directing shows. And I was, as an actor, I was in sort of auditioning for shows. And I got into a couple of shows that she directed, and we became friends. Then she moved back to Seattle. So she came back to San Francisco to visit. This is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
So
I'm interested anyway,
out.
But go ahead.
Okay, good. We're hanging out in my apartment down overlooking Ghirardelli Square, and we're making some pasta, and I'm asking what she's been up to. And she says, I've been doing a lot of writing of short stories in Seattle. And I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. And somehow she asked me to guess what one of the stories was. Do you want to hear one of them? She said, probably. And I said, sure. And she said, well, why don't you guess what it's about? And I was like, but it's your story. And she goes, we're just making pasta. Come on, what do you think the story's about? And so I started guessing the story, and I didn't get every guess right, but I got some of them right. And after a couple of minutes, the story concluded. How do you think it ends? She probably said, and I came up with it. And she said, that's great. But here's the thing,
okay,
Janae. She said at this moment, she said a phrase that slowed time down for me and shifted my whole perception of reality. Because after we'd gone through this whole story with me guessing the story, she said this phrase, do you know who really wrote that story? And I was like, you're telling me I wrote that story with my guesses? And she said, yes. I said, yes, if your questions ended in consonants, and no, if they ended in vowels.
Okay.
And I didn't let too many no's go. So in that moment, I realized that all that education I had about protagonist and antagonist and dramatic arc and narrative through line. We have stories inside of us, and it's capable to sort of let them out if we distract the mind a little bit and just let that creativity come through. So it was a magic moment for me that changed my view of the world. And I said, how do I get more of this? And so she introduced me to the world of improvisation through Keith Johnstone's book, Impro, and the work that he was doing, and eventually led to her coming down to San Francisco. I was part of a theater group at that time. So we brought her down, and we had a workshop for everybody in the city that we knew. And so Rebecca taught us how to play theater sports, which is a Keith Johnstone format.
Okay.
And it was so exciting. It was so much of an event. It was, well, we had a little theater, 25 Van Ness, that we were renting for this, and we sold out the theater. In the theater, there's a sign that the show is good because the audience won't leave. They stand in the audience and stand around and just talk for a while. When everyone hits
That is true. Yeah, when you get people talking. What does BATS stand for? Does it stand for anything?
Well, at the beginning, it stood for Bay Area Theater Sports. And we were doing the format theater sports. Theater sports is played everywhere around the world. And in my travels, we're working with corporations. I've traveled a lot of places around the world and met a lot of great people doing theater sports and other kinds of improv. But that's what it stood for, BATS Improv.
Okay.
But then this shift started happening. There's a real emphasis on storytelling. You know, the improv kind of falls into two different categories, a kind of comedy category, like we're going for comedy, mm-hmm. and the other category is storytelling, like let's tell some good stories.
Okay.
And so we were really focused on how do we tell good stories, and we started doing these single narrative stories. Our artistic director, our former artistic director, Rafe Chase, sort of guided us into this idea of let's tell one story for an entire night as if it was a written play or a movie that we were watching. So we get a suggestion from the audience. We go and just tell the whole story.
Interesting. So, and you teach improv to actors. And again, like I said, to businesses. You've taught at Stanford Business School. So like what skills does BATS teach as far as to help people beyond the theater stage?
Well, I think the skills of improvisation, as with many of the skills of theater, are the skills of that you mentioned earlier about humanity, just living. Mm-hmm. You know, we all improvise every day. You know, even trying to cross the street is an improvisation. We're like, can I go now? Do I go now? Mm-hmm. And when we meet people, what do we say and how do we follow up? How do we engage? And even the dynamics. A lot of the work I did at Stanford was in a course by Deb Grunfeld called Acting with Power. And it's all about the power dynamics, because some people can show up and they're very friendly and you get to kind of feel close to them right away. And other people show up and you can feel like a formality with them. They're trying to be some sort of higher sort of status power. So those are skills that are really useful for scene work when you're developing scenes, but the basic skills are listening, as Bill said earlier about being present. How do you be right here, right now, just like you and I, we're just
right
in this conversation. It's nobody else here. It's just you and I. How do you be present in this conversation? And how do you listen? And then there's this kind of playful collaboration. Like when you decide to improvise with somebody, you're entering into this agreement that you're going to play together. You're going to find something. Mm. It's kind of like dancing together.
Yeah. Words, it's funny, as you're saying, I'm moving and dancing. mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're dancing too.
Yeah.
So when businesses hire you, because I'm thinking, because you're saying like it is kind of a dance. Like, I guess, do they use that skill with business negotiations, when making negotiations and contracts, and team building?
Yeah, the easy way to think of it is the sort of the lowest level, I guess at some level, it's just a day of fun or an afternoon of fun, bring the improvisers in and we'll have some fun together. And then a little more formal into team building. Sometimes when we talk about team building, we say, what would you like the team to be like? What would you like to improve on your team? Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of listening as any consultant would. You know, do you want more collaboration? Do you want better listening? Do you want better communication, more leadership, more strategic thinking? So, and then we'll definitely tailor the training to whatever they need. But a lot of times it's just about being a strong team. No, I like to say you never know what the challenges a team will face and how tough they'll be, but you do know who you're going to face it with. You're going to face it with that team. So investing in the team is like investing in the future challenges that the team's going to have.
Interesting. Yeah, and what's interesting too is that how the importance of arts, you know, in other fields, you know, just so the fact that you get hired by businesses and business schools to teach an art form that you said is not very old. You were telling me that in a prior conversation, improv is not an old form.
Well, the
of
way
theater?
We think about improvisation today, it's the newest form of theater.
Okay.
Some people may nitpick me with that, and that's fine with me, but it's still kind of emerging. The way we see improvisation today, we can look back on the old Commedia shows, and my prior company was a Commedia dell'arte company. We did Commedia dell'arte, which is said to be improvisation. But the way we think about improvisation today, it really only goes back in America, back to Viola Spolin and Eva Boyd, in the work that they did in the Work Projects Administration, and the work that Keith was doing and some other people were doing in Europe and other places around the world. So it's really... it's a 20th century invention, this idea of getting on stage and making it up as you go as a theatrical art form. Mm-hmm. So it's still developing. We're still figuring it out. And you know, in the 40 years
which
we've
is,
been
which
here,
is improv.
Bam, that's
kind
right,
of improv.
Improv. In the 40 years we've been here, we considered maybe not starting the company because there was another company doing it. There were a couple of other companies doing it. And I look around how many improv companies there are today, and like, wow, there's so many improv
really?
Companies out there today.
Wow.
I think the thing that makes BATS really different, if I could just say this, is that when we got started with this idea, the actors are the last thing to think about in a theatrical production. A playwright has to write a play, a theater has to, a Berkeley rep has to say, I want to do it. And then they hire a director, and the director casts. Finally, we get the actors in. But with improv, the actor is the writer. The actor is the casting director. The actor is the director. I mean, all the roles are right. done by the actor. So we wanted to tip that power balance back to the actor. And I think it's one of the reasons that we've stuck around for 40 years is that the actors have really... had such a strong voice in what happens on the stage mm-hmm. and what stays there. It's unheard of to have a company like this last so long yeah. doing just improvisation. And it's a testimony to the number of people that got involved with us. I still think of us as a scrappy bunch of people still trying to prove ourselves, but we've got almost a 200 seat theater at Fort Mason with a view of the Golden Gate Bridge and a real operating budget. We've got people on staff that are making a living wage here. We're not some group of people that says, hey, let's rent somebody's garage and do a show. We really have grown up into a real, real business. And it's a little scary and really, really exciting.
And especially too, when you look at just the state of art and arts funding today. If you're just joining me, I'm chatting with improv instructor William Hall. William co-founded BATS Improv. It's the largest and longest running improvised theater company and school in Northern California, and they're based in San Francisco, and they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, and they have a ton of events this month, including August intensives, which are happening at their Bayfront Theater at Fort Mason Center, and also too that we have a jamathon on Sunday, August 30th. Okay, so you said, not you particularly, but your website says that there are no wrong choices in improv. And so you said that we can do a little improv on the air. William, I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah. Well, you reached out to me and said, do you have any video of you doing this improv? I said, well, let's make some improv. I mean, let's call it what it is. We've been improvising the entire conversation.
I do have a script, but yes. Okay. So... okay, so let's do this. Look, I'm taking off my jacket. And I'm looking in our other studio, and our board operator, announcer, and producers are very, very excited. So, let's do this, everybody. Okay, this is Janae Darden's debut.
Yeah, well, here's an exercise we might do early on just to sort of make the connection with people that just play with each other.
Okay.
And that's, we break people into groups of two, and we ask them to find three things in common.
Okay.
So Janae, let's you and I see if we can find three things in common.
Okay. We both wear glasses.
That's true.
Yeah.
Were you born in San Francisco?
No.
Me either. We were not born
We
here.
were
We
not born here.
came here.
Yeah.
We
I mean, I was
chose
born
to
in
come.
Oakland, so, but that's
Yeah.
not San Francisco.
That's oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
Did you go to an art school?
No.
No, do you have any brothers?
Yes.
We both have brothers.
Okay, we both have brothers. We both are storytellers.
Yeah. See, that sort of give and take is what improv is really all about. It's just a little about listening to each other, looking for agreement, and how we play together. So you ready to play something?
And it's, yeah, let's go. I'm excited.
Okay, so there are no wrong choices, right?
There's no wrong
We
choices.
just keep moving forward. If we stop to go, hey, that's not right, we're not, I mean, just play. It's
Yeah.
all about
I
moving
already told
forward.
Willie, I said, don't say anything where I'm gonna lose my job. So that's
Yes,
it.
please don't say anything where you lose your job. See?
I gotta keep my job.
Yeah.
Porfiro's laughing, our producer, because he wants to keep his job too. Okay. Yes,
Let's
let's
all keep our
go. Let's all
jobs.
keep our
So
jobs.
let's think about this as a short little exercise. And so this is, we'll go back and forth and we'll add one word at a time. So I'll say the first word, you say the second word, and we'll
Okay.
go back and forth. But we're looking for a life motto, some pithy statement that might help people understand life better.
Okay.
And if the language gets kind of awkward, well, sometimes life mottos have awkward language. So we'll
Okay.
just let that be in there.
Okay.
And whatever we say, let's just see where it goes. And you and I'll know when it's over. We'll just kind of go, well, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
I think so.
You want some advice?
We're starting.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking.
Oh.
Here's the advice I'd say. Just say the obvious thing.
Okay.
Just say the obvious thing. We know
Okay.
how to do this.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, you start.
Life.
It's like a box of chocolate.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But let's try it one word at a time.
Oh, one
Not,
word
so
at a
I just
time.
made it
Okay, I
like,
messed up. Okay. Oh, no, but there's no
yeah.
wrong
No, no,
thing.
no, but there are no mistakes. I love that.
So
Life
would
is
you
like a
say
box of
life and I
chocolate.
say is?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Life.
Is
Waiting.
to,
Take.
you said take
Take.
flight,
With.
family.
That's it. I like that. It's just like that.
Oh, okay.
Life is waiting to take flight with family.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Which they're clapping in the producers the producers booth. Thank you, announcer. Oh, and our announcer, he clapped on mic. Thank you. Thank you. Let's do another one.
Yeah, let's do another one of those. You start this time.
Let's see. I don't know why I'm
See,
thinking.
that searching for a word is interesting. You know, if we were taking it into class, I go, any word is okay to start, but it's
Okay.
interesting how we look for the word. And in improv, we're trying just to go with it and not sort of put it through. Our education system teaches us
I'll
how
just think
to
off the
be a little
mic.
heady.
Okay.
So sometimes think of it this way. We can think of children as immature adults, or we can think of adults as atrophied children. So
Okay.
just be the child with it
'Cause
and
we're
see what comes
playing.
out.
We're playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you all too that are in the cars or at home listening, so you come up with a word too. Okay. Socks.
Are
Warm.
and
Protective
for
feet,
so
they
are
hugging.
us.
Yeah,
Yeah. This idea that we don't know where it's gonna go, but we agree that we're gonna follow it with this belief that something will arrive. It's going someplace.
so much fun. We're gonna I'm looking at our in our producer's booth. You guys, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this before each show. They're laughing, but we are gonna do this. I'm serious. Because I'm the host. So yeah, we're doing this. We're doing this. William, this is fun. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. Maybe we might even squeeze in another improv, but I do want to talk about the events that you all have coming up. Because I know you did not just come on the show to play games, but you are welcome, more than welcome to come back to do some improv games with me. So tell us about August Intensive, because I understand folks are excited about this. Because you guys, you hadn't done it in a while, or it said August and September were back.
We've had this kind of tradition that it's like summer camp, improv intensive. Like let's dig in, let's spend a couple of days and spend 3 or 4 days like in intensives. Like let's spend all day at the theater and just get into it. So we've got a lot of intensives coming up. And this is, you know, when you take a look at our website.
There was a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wherever you are on your improv journey and whatever interests you, I'd be surprised if you can't find something that feels right for you. And I got to say that all of our instructors are committed to creating this safe place to play. Janae, you and I just felt this. If you can't create that safe place, you can't play. Yeah. You can't relax. So how do you create a safe place where we can get up on the stage, this container, the sacred space of the stage where you get to pretend and play? It's a place where even the ghosts take curtain calls at the end. It's just a fantasy. So let's go up and play. Mm-hmm. So,
which is important because a lot of adults, we don't play like we used to.
Tell me about
it. Yeah.
This, I mean, really, and the playing that we do as adults is often, you know, zero sum. Somebody wins and somebody loses. Yeah. And we play like that. But just like the game we were just playing, we both win.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the playing is for its own sake, just to enjoy the play. And where do we get together as adults in a safe place and get to play these games and release our own creativity and feel that excitement of creating something with somebody else? I mean, socks, really, are hugging us all the time. I'm not going to forget that.
Yeah. I know. When I put on my socks tomorrow, I'm going to look at my socks a little differently. So these August intensives, that's running all month. And there's a lot. So for folks who want to check out the website, there's a lot of options. And then also, too, you'll be having your Jamathon. That's on Sunday, August 30th. Tell us about that. And that's free for the community.
Oh, my gosh. If you're looking for your community, if you're looking for a place to come and play that are committed to play and storytelling and community, then you've got to check us out. You got to come to the theater on August 30th. It's free. Come and meet the players and meet the other students. And it's such a kind, welcoming environment. I travel all over the world for my corporate work. And wherever I go, I reach out to the improv companies there. And I've never met a warmer, more generous community than the improv community. It may exist out there, but it's just so welcoming. And everyone just wants to get together and play and just have a good time. And when we get it right and put it up on a stage, an audience is transported. And it's so exciting to feel that audience. I was performing last week and we did improvised Shakespeare. And a couple of story twists and turns, and the audience was like, oh no. And it's just that exciting. And then, you know, just to remember that we're all just making it up. We're just following the next little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we like to say in improv, Janae, the concept is yes and. Like, say yes to whatever's happening. Just like you and I did, we said yes to what the other person was saying. So there's this idea that people who say yes are rewarded by the adventures they have, and people who say no are rewarded by the safety that they attain. So how do we make the world safe to take adventures so we can say yes?
And getting on, you know, that's the number one fear for people is public speaking. So getting on stage is courageous, but I like to that, and we have to wrap up, but I like to the idea of BATS, what you all are doing too as well, is because so many people are isolated right now, and just some people are feeling lonely. So to me, this seems like a space where you can get together and meet people and just have a good time. So,
right.
William, congratulations on 40 years. Congratulations to you and your college. I'm going to come by to one event because I do want to some improv because I just think it's fun. So I
Please
will
do
be coming
today.
By.
And there's great improv happening in the East Bay too. There's some of our fellow friends and sort of extended family, if you will, are over there doing some great work. So
You and I will connect.
Don't seek improv.
Yeah, we'll connect. William Hall is the co-founder of Bats Improv. Check out their August intensives workshops all month long. And those are taking place at the Bats Bayfront Theater at Fort Mason Center in San Francisco. And also to make sure you check out their Jamathon on Sunday, August 30th.